Find purpose beyond yourself. Committing to a purpose larger than yourself, taking a stand, will unlock your extraordinary abilities and shape who you need to become to fulfill that role. For example, Greta Thunberg's commitment to climate action transformed her from a teenager protesting outside the Swedish parliament into a global icon mobilizing millions. Your commitment doesn't need to have a global reach to be meaningful. It's the intent that matters. Serving your local community as a dedicated teacher, nurse, or firefighter can be just as powerful when pursued with commitment. A strong commitment doesn't come from your mind, it comes from your heart and soul. It gives your life context, helping you connect the world's needs with your passion. When you commit to a cause, like fighting hunger or protecting the rainforest, your path will become clearer as you move forward. Find meaning through commitment. Committing to a larger purpose can make your life more meaningful by giving direction to your thoughts, feelings, and actions. For example, in the early 1970s, Lynn Twist had what many would consider an ideal life. She was happily married to a loving husband with a high-paying job, they had three children, and they lived in San Francisco. Despite this, Twist felt anxious, miserable, and full of self-doubt. Everything changed when she attended an Earhart Seminars Training Est self-help workshop, which left her transformed and inspired. Shortly after, she dedicated herself to working on the Hunger Project, an established initiative aimed at ending world hunger. Lynn Twist was highly successful in fundraising, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for the Hunger Project. She achieved this by forming genuine connections with wealthy donors, helping them use their money to reflect their highest values. Twist's approach to fundraising, which she calls From the Soul, inspired her to write a book, The Soul of Money. She also founded the Soul of Money Institute, where she helps people develop healthier relationships with money. Change versus transformation. Change and transformation are not the same. Change is a reaction to the current situation, aiming to make it better, worse, or different. While change is necessary, it's not enough on its own. It doesn't alter core perceptions. That's where transformation comes in. Transformation doesn't criticize the past, but instead accepts and learns from it to create something new. Transformation happens when you rewrite the main story. For example, the Hunger Project changed the view of hunger from an unavoidable issue caused by unchangeable factors to a solvable challenge, achievable within a few decades if people commit to it. A new story can shift an old narrative, leading to inspiration, healing, and new possibilities. Instead of seeing events as things that happen to you, try seeing them as happening for you. When you think things happen to you, it can make you feel like a victim and blame others. But if you see experiences as happening for you, it's easier to see them as chances to learn, grow, and innovate. This new way of thinking gives you control and hope for a better future. From breakdown to breakthrough. Breakdowns often contain a hidden lesson or message. If we uncover and nurture this lesson, it can lead to breakthroughs, opening up new opportunities and ways of living. Lynn Twist experienced such a breakdown when she was sick with malaria. During this time, she reflected on her work with the Hunger Project. This led to a breakthrough. She took on a new mission with the Pachamama Alliance to protect the Amazon rainforest. This project also supported her commitment to ending hunger, since deforestation leads to global warming, turning forests into deserts and causing famine. Climate change is causing widespread harm to our planet. The consequences are severe, but there is also a chance for positive change. Solving climate change requires countries to work together to create big changes in our systems. If we nurture this opportunity, it could lead to a breakthrough. The scarcity mindset. Even with plenty of material comforts, many people get trapped in a scarcity mindset. They fall for three common myths. First, that the world lacks enough resources like food and water, so people must compete and hoard them. Second, that more material possessions will solve their problems and bring happiness. and third, that the existing system cannot be changed. These myths create feelings of separateness, dissatisfaction, and cynicism, preventing people from committing to a larger purpose. Adopt a mindset of sufficiency to escape harmful myths. Sufficiency means knowing you have exactly what you need. By moving beyond a scarcity mindset, you can free up the energy you are using to get more things. Use this energy to appreciate what you already have and to work on making positive changes in the world. Surprisingly, when you stop chasing more, your gratitude for what you already have will lead to true abundance. Life's challenges. Facing life's hurdles is part of the journey. When things get tough, tackle them head-on to grow and succeed. Challenges like feeling overwhelmed, encountering suffering, and dealing with loss and failure are common. Feeling overwhelmed can happen when you're juggling too much. Take Lynn Twist, for example. She struggled with trying to do everything at once, which affected her health and productivity. To beat overwhelm, step back, take care of yourself, and let others take charge too. That's how you conquer the tough stuff and come out stronger on the other side. To truly help others, you gotta dive into their pain. It's tough, but it's key to living a meaningful life. Instead of ignoring suffering, get up close and personal with it. That's how you grow. Take the Global Summit to End Sexual Violence in Conflict, for instance. In 2014, 1,700 people from 123 countries came together. They heard firsthand accounts from women who'd been assaulted during conflicts. It wasn't just numbers anymore. They put faces and stories to the statistics. That's what pushes change. The inspiring journey of Hfsat Abiola Costello. Hfsat Abiola Costello faced devastating losses in her life. Her father, a powerful figure, was thrown into jail by Nigeria's military rulers. Tragically, her mother was assassinated. Costello herself was forced into exile in the United States. Instead of letting these hardships destroy her, she turned her pain into purpose. She founded organizations that champion democracy and gender equality in Africa. Her story teaches us that even in our darkest moments, we can find strength to create positive change. 4 steps to move on. 1. Think about what you learned and be thankful for it. Focus on the positive aspects of your experience and how you've grown. 2. Face any regrets you have and learn from them. It's important to admit your mistakes and use them as lessons for the future. 3. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to grudges only weighs you down. It's time to move forward without carrying that burden. 4. Think about what comes next. Find new opportunities that excite you and make you happy. It's time to focus on what lies ahead. Sometimes, when things don't wrap up neatly, it's because we haven't forgiven. Holding on to grudges ties us to old pain and keeps us stuck. Take Nelson Mandela's story. He spent 27 years in prison, hating his jailers for most of it. But after 17 years, he realized his hate was holding him back. So, he decided to learn about his guards' lives, opening his heart and moving forward. Forgiveness at Mandela's inauguration. During Mandela's presidential inauguration, he did something unexpected. He invited his former jailers. He told them he was sorry for hating them for 17 years. Seeing tears in their eyes, they accepted his apology. Then, they asked for forgiveness too. This moment was so powerful that it led to something big, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. This commission brought black and white South Africans together to talk about the past and heal. Discover your stand. To find your stand, the core issue you're passionate about, start by thinking about what excites you the most. Consider what you loved when you were younger and who you look up to now. If you admire someone like Jane Goodall, who works to protect the environment, and you enjoy outdoor activities, your stand might be environmental preservation. Dream big. Once you figure out your stand, commit to it and be ready for challenges. Don't avoid tough times. They'll teach you valuable lessons and help you stick to your commitment. To handle the ups and downs, get support. Lean on friends, mentors, and others who share your passion. Look for inspiration and strength from spiritual or cultural traditions. Finding your stand can be empowering and fulfilling. Accept it and take action to make a difference. Rituals for meaningful living. Rituals and ceremonies help back up your beliefs. Whether it's meditation, prayer, or a walk in nature, these practices add meaning. Try a gratitude journal. Jot down 5 things you're thankful for daily. Also, consider an accomplishment journal. Instead of just focusing on what's left to do, recognize what you've already achieved. Celebrate your wins, write them down, share them, or throw a little party. Lastly, support your dedicated life by accepting you can't do it all. Any big purpose will unfold in its own time. Your job isn't to rush it. Stay clear on your goals and make space for your beliefs to grow. Evolutionary activists. Society's institutions are failing, and our actions are causing big problems for the environment. Scientists even named this era the Anthropocene to show how much humans are changing the planet. To fix these problems, activists need to become what scientists call evolutionary activists. Instead of controlling everything, they should work with nature to make things better. This shift is about creating a new future together, not forcing it. We need to have a clear idea of where we want to go, so we don't get scared and give up. A guy named Paul Hawken talks about something called regeneration. It's about making choices that help all living things thrive. This idea gives us hope and makes us want to take action. It's all about rejecting negativity, finding courage, and making a difference. Key points. 1. Accept a purpose larger than yourself to unleash your potential and shape who you become. 2. Commit to a cause with your heart and soul to find meaning and direction in life. 3. Transformation, not just change, reshapes perceptions and creates new possibilities. 4. See life's challenges as opportunities for growth and innovation. 5. Forgiveness and reconciliation have the power to heal and create positive change. 6. Discover your passion and stand for it, accepting challenges along the way. 7. Rituals and support systems reinforce beliefs and sustain purposeful living,